This is the opposite of the scene you might expect to see. Here, two 20-something-year-old guys are in the front of the room, addressing a grayer, more experienced crowd. This is the first community outreach meeting that Mark Rembert and Taylor Stuckert are holding as part of the Green Enterprise Zone. Taylor is explaining the process of applying for grants to help fund energy-efficient projects.
The vision of this ordinance and this council was to sort of build awareness and understanding and expertise in the community.
Excuse me for interrupting, but wouldn't it be more helpful if they had a copy of the application in front of them as you go through it?
Dave Bailey was a Clinton County Commissioner for 17 years and now is a volunteer member of Wilmington's Green Enterprise Zone.
What I'm really impressed about is that they're not just a group of tree huggers or idealistic individuals. They're very pragmatic, and I think it's an honor to try to be of some small help to them.
People come to this meeting for a lot of different reasons. Some are worried about their business. Some just want to save money. Others are more concerned about the environment. But for Kirk Nabla, it's much more than that.
It's a deeper thing than just what we witness going on right now.
He thinks of his own life, before he heard about Mark and Taylor's ideas, and after. Kirk has been an electrician for 30 years, but he was so inspired by their green energy gospel, he's now focusing his career on solar power.
I think it takes that generation. That's the generation that will be ushering in the greatest changes, and they'll have to deal with the greatest changes that we're leaving them. We're blessed.
I told myself, this is my opportunity to finally get involved and do things for the community.
Greg Daniels has been unemployed for nearly a year. He lost his job at Wilmington's Air Park last June. He heard about Energize Clinton County through his church. He was curious and decided one day to stop by their office and talk with Mark and Taylor.
And they planted the seed of, you know, have you ever thought about energy auditing? If we had an auditor in Clinton County, we could do this. And I was like, you don't have an auditor in Clinton County?
So he got the training and now is a certified energy auditor. That's why he's here tonight. Greg hopes that he can help Wilmington businesses become more efficient.
We'll figure out a way somehow. Somehow we'll do it.
You'll be there for days.
That's Molly DeLay, who we met earlier this week. She owns the historic hotel and restaurant, the General Denver, and could use Greg's expertise. She's here at this meeting because she's impressed with Mark and Taylor's ideas.
I don't know what happened that they decided to come home and do this in their community, but none of this would have happened without these two young men or a community that was willing to listen.
Tomorrow, we'll head back to the General Denver on its popular open mic night and talk to Mark and Taylor about what the future holds for Wilmington and for themselves. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.